Well, this is great. Anytime we have the opportunity to have a great P1 in studio who has an exciting career like this gentleman does and has had, it's awesome. And so he's in studio today. It's Rhett Miller from Rhett Miller.
Hello,
and also from the old 97s. And you're in town. This, of course, is where you grew up. You haven't lived here in a while. How many years has it been since you actually called Dallas your home?
Late 90s. It's been a quarter of a century, which is weird. And I come back now, and it's changed a lot. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
Yeah.
But I do come back a lot. You know, my mom lives here, my brother lives here, my stepdad, and I got a lot of family, and I love it. And my band of 31 years, the old 97s, Ken and Philip both still live here.
Where's Murray living now?
Murray's off in, I would say Hollywood, but that's not true. Actually, you know what? He just moved from Pasadena, the LA area, up to the Seattle area.
Really?
Because his son, like my daughter, our youngest and his only, they both graduated and matriculated into the real adult world. They're both actually his son, Tex, who's a famous painter at this point at the age of 17.
Wow.
Did our most recent album cover, has shown in the Louvre.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Murray's son, Tex. Yeah. He's great. But, and my daughter, they're both in school in Manhattan. So we're both, empty.
So you're empty nester
we're
now.
We're all empty net, the old 97s. Yeah. Living
what,
up
what
to
what kind
our
of
name.
Rock and roller are you with, now you're going to have grandkids on the way soon.
Knock wood. You know, it's actually great because we really tried to rein it in during the early days of having kids so that we wouldn't be, as absent as rock and rollers so often are. And that was good. It cost us probably a little career wise, but, I wouldn't have done it differently. But now we can do whatever we want. Although that said, I found out that I am going to have to get surgery on my vocal cords.
Oh, no.
In December. This is non-disclosure.
This is non-disclosure.
Yeah, it's funny. I'm going to have to figure out a way to properly announce this, although maybe this counts. But in December, I got to get a cyst removed from my vocal cord, and I have to take 4 months off of performing. Oh. And it'll be the first time I've taken 4 months off performing, I mean, not counting basement shows in the pandemic, since I was 15. So,
yeah. Dang.
Wow, crazy.
So about the cyst, now, since you are a vocalist, how much attention have you paid to vocal health over the years?
I gave a speech to a young singer in a band where he screamed all the time, and I said, this is not sustainable, you can't do this, thinking all the while that my singing technique was great. Well, during the process of figuring out I had the cyst, and I have a polyp also, but I've gotten the polyp to go down. You just can't get the cyst. This is a lot of gross use of the word cyst.
You're talking about a colon polyp, or are you back on your vocal cords again?
Yeah, I sing through my voice box. So, but I've learned that when you sing, you shouldn't point your chin up. You know, the way that like Lemmy from Motorhead.
Yeah.
Or
which you
Liam
did
Gallagher.
When you sang, you often were looking up when you sang.
Not anymore, Gordon. Mm-hmm. I keep my chin tucked down and I open my throat up. I'll actually even warm up sometimes. I'll do that thing with the straw in the water bottle where you go, and it looks, my bandmates make so much fun of me. And I'm like, Ken, it's your loud guitar that got us into this position.
This mess.
Turning up too much.
So that's interesting to me, your approach to keeping your voice healthy, or your lack of approach that you had for many years, because that is your primary instrument. And yet you don't go and like I'm doing motorcycles now, and the thing, if you want to be a good rider, you constantly will take courses throughout your motorcycle life.
Yeah.
If you're smart, you know, you want to learn different riding techniques, you want to learn how to stay healthy and all that, keep your skills up. But yet you and vocal, did you train your voice and do exercises and check in with doctors multiple times a year and all that?
No. I mean, it's from the files of taking things for granted. But imagine if you had gotten a motorcycle at 13 and you just started riding it every day. You know, by the time you're in your 20s, say you did a motorcycle, you know, rode a motorcycle maybe professionally, you're probably not thinking about it. You're just doing it. This is like so for me, singing was something I always really took for granted. And I used to laugh about the people that would warm up, and now I'm very much one of them. But it's a real thing, and I should have taken it more seriously. PSA for those young singers out there.
And we're visiting with Rhett Miller of the old 97s and of himself. You're performing at the CF concert, which is coming up. What is the date on that?
That's this Sunday.
Oh, it's this Sunday.
The 20th. And okay. It's back at the Granada, which is such a good vibe. And I heard someone refer to this year's lineup as a Mount Rushmore of North Texas rock and roll. which
then that's got to include Sarah Jaffe, I'm assuming.
Yep, Sarah Jaffe and Vaden Todd Lewis from the mm-hmm. Toadies, and then the O's will open the show. But then the three of us will do a song swap, which is some people are unfamiliar with that term. I know, Jubb, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like, I love song swaps. It's just great.
Yeah, it's so great because people tell stories.
Yeah,
and the three of us, you know, probably have a lot of, you know, great memories about North Texas music scene and coming up in this scene and. A lot of great songs, obviously, and we'll sing together a little bit, but mostly we'll just be up on the stage. In our 14th year for the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation of North Texas, and it's such a great cause. And honestly, during those 14 years, the life expectancy for folks with cystic fibrosis has gone up so much. It's not like they've cured it.
Because of Rhett Miller. He is taking credit for...
You said it. You said it, Gordon. I didn't.
That's great. So it's Sunday, and people can get information by going to the internet.
Granada website.
Right, yes.
CFFNTX. Yeah.
And you still listen to The Ticket from up in New York?
I do, from everywhere. I'm users every day. And then in the days get crazy, because after that, you got to do stuff. But you guys, I'm pretty much every day.
That's great. Thank you. It's awesome. It's good to know.
So in a way, we helped you. Treat cystic fibrosis and increase that lifespan.
Yeah.
Suffering.
It all comes back to the music.
It all comes back. And you brought, what is that instrument that you're holding here?
Oh, Gordon, you probably aren't familiar with this. It's a 6-string acoustic guitar.
Oh, okay. Right. Nice.
Interesting. Nice. I don't think I've ever seen one of those.
Yeah, boy, he's scoreboarding us here. And can you play that thing? Is that something that you could play like a musical composition on?
I mean, that is up for debate, but I can try. Okay. Want a little bit.
Listen to Rhett Miller performing his famous song.
This is off the newest Old 97s record. Maybe it's called Where the Road Goes. This record just came out, and we're going to finally be playing our record release show 6 months after its release in Dallas at the Longhorn Ballroom 3 weeks from tomorrow.
Okay. Y'all are getting, y'all are getting good play on local country stations.
Nice.
But country stations, yes. Mm-hmm. And I always love it when the Old 97s come on.
Downtown Dallas to a cabin on the coast. From the shadow of the towers to the sun in Ohio. From the bottom of a bottle to the Palazzo. Who knows where the road goes? From the Blackfoot River to White Sands, New Mexico. Salt Lake City to my honey in Tupelo. From the barroom floor to the bar door, who knows where the road goes? Oh, you could have died that day, back when you thought none of this was worth it, when you thought everything was broken. Oh, you didn't know yet, someday you'd watch this big green river flow. Who knows where the road goes? From the Great Divide to the Gulf of Mexico. From the underpass to the private bungalow. From the Grand Hotel to the one in Psycho. Who knows where the road goes? I'm so glad you decided stick around. I'm so glad you decided to stick around. Look what you found. Look at all the beautiful things you found. Oh, 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 oh. You could have died that day,
go. Who knows where the road goes?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about right there.
That's great. I feel like I just took a trip around America.
Well, and if you're not in the room with us, which most P1s aren't right now, you miss seeing Rhett perform because the guy gives the same energy inside this small studio that he gives up on stage.
Yes.
It is amazing.
That's the secret to eternal youth, I guess.
What? Being Rhett Miller?
Yeah, well, performing like that because, as you said when he walked in this morning, he's ageless. He looks the same.
I know. He does look the same.
30 years ago, pretty much.
Yeah, he's made some deal with the devil. Well, yeah. I'll investigate it when I get around to it and see what the deal is with that. Okay, so it's Sunday. It's at the Granada, and people can go to the Granada's website in order to get tickets, and it benefits Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, I believe.
Of North Texas.
Of North Texas. And, I remember when you started this, and I was doing a few of them with you. We used to do songs together. That was fun. You can see that on YouTube. But, life expectancy then was, I want to say it was 30 years or something. And that's gone up dramatically in the 15 years that you've been doing this.
Yeah, it's really beautiful because so often these things feel like there's no reward. Whatever. We should always do good things, right? But boy, when things work, when the kind of research that they're doing works, it's really heartening.
And when you see what cystic fibrosis sufferers go through, those things that have to bust up the things that are in their lungs, and it's just it's a hassle. And I know that you have family members have touched with this.
Yeah, and close friends, and then you meet so many folks year after year doing this project. And what gets me is that the just incredible attitude and sense of humor and sweetness about these people that have, since they were little kids, have been dealing with just the frickin' hassle of living with this disease, not to mention, the mortality aspect. It's so much, and it's so inspiring. Boy, it really makes me think I should not ever complain about anything in my life.
Right.
Yeah, it's really great.
Well, thank you. Rhett Miller, thanks for making time to come up here early. I know it's, of course, you wake up early these days. It's not like you're a late sleeping rock and roller. You're waking up listening to the Musers in the morning. So.
Well, it helps being on the East Coast. And then on the app, I can go back an hour. That's always great. But I do, I'm old now, like the old 97s. We've lived up to our name.
Rhett Miller.
Yeah.
Can I say congratulations to you guys on the Marconi?
Stop it. Just read the card in front of you. Yeah, stop it. Don't congratulate us on that thing that's written right in front of you.
We'll take you into the next room and show it to you.
Yeah, we have it.
How about that?
I heard it looks like a sex toy.
It does. That's what Jerry said. Yeah.
They need to redesign it.
All right, that's the corner.
Gordo, thank you guys. And Rhett, I'll see you at the Miller family reunion. I understand Reggie and Cheryl are coming this year.
Bring the coleslaw.
Can't wait for that.
It's going to be a party.